This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Center for Conscious Kids, podcasting live from the Specialty Produce Network. Welcome, everyone. In Conscious Living today, we're talking and we're podcasting about medical intuitiveness. And what does that mean? I'm Ashley Lee, the founder and the host for today's show and Conscious Living, but I'm also the founder and practitioner in Ashley Lee Healing. And I wanted to discuss a little bit today about medical intuitiveness and what that means, and how we can navigate with the medical intuitive to determine what's happening with ourselves or, and more specifically, about our children. And today I wanted to focus on how we can use and work with a medical intuitive to determine what's happening for our infants and children. So let me start first with myself. I didn't always consider myself a medical intuitive. But when I learned and understood and moved into my practice in energy healing, I realized I actually was. And I'll explain just a little bit about that. I've been a pediatric critical care nurse in allopathic or Western medicine for over 27 years. I've worked so much in the field, you could probably say cumulatively about 30 years worth of practice and understanding. I've worked in the newborn intensive care unit, the pediatric intensive care unit, and cardiovascular intensive care unit for infants and children. And there I have learned, as many of my colleagues have, as nurses, doctors, respiratory therapists, social workers, lots of team members that we have in the intensive care units to take care of the children. I have to say all of us have some degree and many degrees of medical intuitiveness. We all learn how to support the body physically to determine what's best needed to help the person recover and recover from their life-threatening injuries or illnesses or conditions. So when I translated this idea of medical intuitive from Western medicine to my alternative medicine, energy medicine, energy work, what happens is that I bring these skill sets with me to that. And many other people who are medical intuitives also do this. And what does that mean, medical intuitive? Well, it means that in some level, in some way, we can look inside the body, okay? Look inside metaphorically, look inside literally, look inside in all different kinds of ways. So I'd like to express some of my skill sets. Other medical intuitives may have other skill sets too that support and help you. And that's where I really wanted to talk to the parents about communicating with, working with, and having this relationship with the person called a medical intuitive or one that you seek services from. So what I can do in the medical intuitive realm is I see energies of life around me. So I can see inside the body. Is the accuracy the same as like a chest x-ray, an x-ray, or an MRI scan? Not always. Because many times the intuitive can see many levels of discordant energies. So those energies, discordant, might be emotional energies, might be mental energies, might be physical energies, and or spiritual energies. So those energies can be seen or be interpreted in a different way than an x-ray would or an MRI scan. So do you see what I mean? So that's how those things can be different as far as seeing into the body. So sometimes I see a broken bone literally in the body, and sometimes I sense it or feel it or know it. Sometimes it may not be the focus of where the person's situation is, so I may miss it or not see it at all. That's some of those elements of medical intuitiveness. So, and many medical intuitives approach their work from different areas. Many of us, like we just talked about in the podcast earlier, we talked about root cause and what root cause does to that situation, right? So, for example, if we broke our finger, for example, and we didn't know what had happened, I don't know, you fell down funny, you were playing basketball and you fell down funny and you broke your finger. So, from in Western medicine point of view, we would say the finger got broken from falling down, and this is the x-ray, and this is what it looks like, and this is how we splint it, and this is how we take care of it. But from an energetic standpoint, we look at different things. We not only look at healing the broken bone, and we can do it energetically as well and support that and support the finger splinting and all of that. Then also what we do is we look at root cause. How did that happen? What happened? What did the person or persons around energetically influence that person to have that experience? So we may look at mental, our beliefs, our thought processes. We may look at energetic, the influences of others. Was that person overwhelmed when they fell? What happened? Were they having too much sensory input come in? All of those different aspects. And that's what we really want to look at as far as treating that certain situation, treating that injury, and then also preventing injuries from happening in the future. So from a medical intuitive standpoint, we look at incident, illness, trauma, or whatever's happening that you would like experience on understanding, knowing how to access and resolve that conflict, resolve that illness, anything that's happening in your body, right? So what we want to do is we want to look at root cause. What was the incidences that led up to that? Then how can we treat it in the moment? And then how can we look forward in the future as to preventing it from happening again? So lots of different levels of how you can work with a medical intuitive. Many medical intuitives can, for example, either remotely or in person, utilize their hands and feel the energy of other people and their clients or what they're asking for. So in this situation, when someone calls me and asks me about what's happening with my baby, so the baby, for example, is having colic. So what I'll do is I'll ask several different things, and this is what you all can ask the medical intuitive about. So a parent will call me and say, my baby has colic, and I'm wondering what it is and what I should do to do differently about supporting that and turning that colic around. So what I'll do is I'll take an intake and understanding, just like we do in other forms of support healthcare, or supportive healthcare. So what I do is I take into consideration all the different aspects that the mom wants to express to me. Many times, parents are very cued in to what those aspects are, whether that's physical, mental, emotional, and or spiritual. Those will impact how I look at the energy of the child and what's happening as far as what's contributing to the colic, for example. So I'll ask then I'll go to the baby's energy, whether that baby is in the office or whether that baby is remotely or anywhere in the world. I have the ability, many medical intuitives do, have the ability to access that energy inside the person's body. So I can access their physical energy, their mental, emotional, and spiritual energy to determine those aspects of what's happening, what's creating the disharmonious energy that's creating the physical symptom of the colic, for example. So when I then tune into the baby and the baby's energy, what happens is I'll first start with the obvious because the mom came with me with a physical symptom. So I'll ask, is the colic determined from a physical problem? So that physical problem would be allergies, for example, or an immune system problem, or food sensitivities. So it can be those. It could be the mom's breast milk or the formula or whatever the child or infant is eating or having that's contributing to the colic. I'll look at that. I'll look at sometimes birth history and other elements of physical situations that may also contribute to it. Then if their body says, no, it's not physical, I'll say, okay, that's okay. So now we'll look at mental. Well, young babies, for example, who experience colic, they're not thinking a whole lot. So then I'll look at the mental energy. Is it the mom's mental energy or dad or whoever else is taking care of the infant? Is it their mental energy that accidentally and unconsciously was projected into the child's energy and the child's energy took it on? That happens too, and that can affect us physically as well. Many times, though, in an infant with colic, it's not usually mental. So then I'll look at another level, and I'll ask, is the physical energy that's creating colic, is that distorted or disturbed from emotional energies? And many times, that's the case as well. So I'll look at the emotional energy, and then I'll determine, is it the baby's emotional energy? Or is it the mom's emotional energy or both or anyone else? And many times the baby's energy will direct me to where it's coming from. And then I'll have a conversation with mom in discovery to discover whether that's really true and validating that and understanding some of those dynamics. And looking at that because really moms and babies would like to discover the truth about what's happening so that they can help remedy that. And when that happens and they get to that and they connect to that and it's really happening in the baby's real physical energy, then it starts to shift when we acknowledge it and we change some of the constituents that's happening. So, for example, we'll use colic as an example again. And if it's emotional energy, let's say mom is challenged. Let's say she's busy. Let's say she's working. Let's say maybe she has a little bit of guilt that she's working and doesn't want to work, or she's nervous because every time the baby goes to latch on, you know, XYZ happens and it's not really perfect and not knowing how to create it being a more smoother, gentler transition. So do you see there's those elements? So what I do is talk with mom and support mom in helping her understand how to work with her emotions, that those emotions with her, she understands that bonding, that those emotions then get thrown back and forth and back and forth. And the baby's reading the emotions, the baby's feeling the emotions, the mom's feeling the emotions. So you can see how the entanglement starts to happen. And what I do is help illustrate and show even energetically the mom how that's happening. And what we want to do is untangle that so that the mom can see what the baby's doing, the baby can see what the mom's doing, and they can both work with each other more synergistically. And they didn't even know that that was happening. And they didn't know that that was available to work with. And many times that then starts to help the colic, for example. But if we go in deeply, then there could be other spiritual or energetic issues going on. Different sort of situations happening with that. So what we want to do is look then, we could look then at deeper in the physical realm. And so many times children who have colic also experience allergies. And many times the allergies are in the family. So mom or dad has it, or grandparents or other siblings or other aunts and uncles may have those allergies. And so they may be typical in the family. But what I found is that many times allergies are embedded energetically in the autonomic nervous system. So I found when I untag the food allergy with the autonomic nervous system energetically in the energy healing, it untags those allergies, and they don't have them anymore. Those children wake up to new experiences after I help them with their energy and help those energetic entanglements happen, even in the nervous system, without ever touching them, with working with them long distance or in the office. So we can work on many elements in the physical body through the energy healing. But what I do is first determine where the discordant energy is, where the incoherent energy is that's creating that illness or compromise in the person. So those are ways in which you can talk with a medical intuitive to determine where it's coming from. Is it coming from the physical? Is it coming from the emotional? Is it coming from the mental or spiritual? Is it coming from the person themselves? Or is it coming from ways that other people influence their energies? So children get a lot of influences from other people that they don't recognize because they're busy listening to everyone else guiding them through their life. And a lot of times they may take on the beliefs of others or the values of others or situations that may or may not be true. They may internalize it, misunderstand it, or misinterpret it, and then it can manifest as physical symptoms in their body. So I wanted to explain that about when you give a medical intuitive a call. Those are some of the ways in which you can ask the medical intuitive to tune into, to support understanding root cause. Because when you start to unravel those entanglements, when you start to peel off the emotional effects, when you start to peel off the mental effects or the beliefs or thoughts, when you start to reframe that, when you start to then move into the energy healing aspect of it, and really, or medicine healing or homeopathy or functional medicine or herbs, anything that you choose to utilize to support the shifting of the physical energy in your body, a lot of times then we're very pinpointed at where to support the healing in the body. And a lot of times many people then walk away from the situation, learn to integrate it in their everyday life, change it, and the healing oftentimes not only begins, but then completes. And so that's what we're looking for when we want to talk with someone who is intuiting that. Sometimes the intuitive can get in the spiritual realms too. We talked about that. So it can be ancestral, a genetic predisposition. It can be conflicts within the family that's been going on for a long period of time that may not have been resolved. And this person is embodying that conflict still in their life as well. So many people with cancer and other diseases are actually looking at these spiritual essences of their family history about what's contributing to their physical illness or condition. So there's many different avenues and ways to get into the body to determine what's happening. Some medical intuitives smell things. They smell things. Like, for example, someone who has difficulty with emotional traumas related to fighting fires, for example, or people who were soldiers in war. They may have different elements that are causing that discordant energy. So even the medical intuitive can intuit into the mental mind or the mental aspect of ourselves or emotional aspects and delve into those realms of that person to determine where the root cause is, what's happened. We can work on different levels of timelining, for example. Many of our situations that we exhibit as physical symptoms or problems were related to emotional, physical, or psychological or cognitive conditioning over years. And many times we've learned these when we were little and we didn't know that we're carrying these patterns, these energetic patterns or belief patterns through our lives that then build over time and build in problems and entanglements where it layers up to then a manifested physical problem in our body later in life. And that's what many medical intuitives look at too, is on a timeline. Where did this first occur? And it's really amazing, especially working with infants and children, we can timeline from the moment of conception where they had discordant energies. From the moment of conception all the way through gestation. So I look at how many weeks in utero did they experience it. Many children have experienced things that the parents didn't know about. So I'll say, so at 22 weeks and one day, or I'll find the day on the calendar and they'll say, oh my gosh, that was the day I had an automobile accident and I was really worried I would lose the pregnancy. They didn't realize that those thoughts, that trauma, that situation that happened to them actually impacted the infant in a way. So what we do is go in there and support the infant and say, it's really okay. It was an accident. It didn't mean it to happen. Or we look at even deeper root causes of why that accident may have happened or different sort of situations to help really bring that infant and parent into a state of compassion, support, love, and nurturing for each one, even though they had experienced this emotional and physical traumatic experience. So we help bring into balance, bring into picture, even for the baby. Now, how do we do that for babies? Well, that's what's really interesting. I think the greatest part for babies is, can we hold them? Can we support them and help balance their energy, even from that situation, at, let's say, 22 weeks gestation? Absolutely. Because what we can do is seeing them in that 22-week infant state, and they can actually then begin to shift it from that moment forward through on their timeline. And then at that moment, in this moment, they can experience something different. Also, what can happen is when talking with moms and dads, helping them reframe these instances as to being not so awful and terrible, because maybe throughout time, the parents accidentally start talking about that traumatic incident, and then it reinforces to the child, yes, that the trauma was there, and it can reinforce that illness or condition again and again and again. So what we do is help reframe that and look at it from a different perceptual awareness. And then all of a sudden, when we have compassion and love for the baby, for mom, for everybody else involved, it starts to nullify the negative energy related to it. And then it starts to allow the free flow of energy to flow through the body again. And that's what we do, is really from a medical standpoint, from a nursing standpoint, from a healthcare standpoint. What we do is remove those discordant energies from the body, the cardiovascular system. So our blood flow, our blood pressure, our heart starts to pump and work even more efficiently. That energy flows better through the body. Our breathing deepens and softens and opens, and we breathe more regularly, especially if it's around that trauma or that incident that is occurring. Our immune system starts to open and really blossom and balance. And all the innate structures within the body begin to really come into form, in a sense that everything is flowing and it is open, and healing actually is increased rather than staying stuck or stagnant. So those are some of the things that, as parents, when you're talking with a medical intuitive, you want to invite into the conversation what those aspects mean and how you can support them, how you can elicit that in the child to support that in their own bodies as well. So I move into the areas of really helping the mom open and dads open up their own intuitive skills. And what they are is just increased awareness, understanding, okay, geez, my child is freaking out and is on the floor and is screaming and carrying on. What does that mean? Where is that coming from? Is it a physical need? Do they need something to eat? Did they get enough rest? What's happening? Mentally, what's happening? What do they believe? That they, you know, they're not getting a need met and they're wanting to express it to you. But what does that mean mentally? What's going through their mind? Where did they lose their mind and they're freaking out, right? So that's what we want to look at. We want to look at emotionally. What happened emotionally right before or during this moment that's disallowing them from to connecting with that part to be able to calm and talk about what it is their need is being met? So also teaching the parents how to intuit themselves about what's happening with their child so that they can better serve their child in whatever area that's needed in the moment. So that's what I help foster in determining the sense of medical intuitive. It just means really natural intuitiveness about determining where the discordant energy is that's contributing to the symptom or the problem or the undesired state, and helping us move and really get at the core of what's happening so that we can shift that physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, so we can shift that into a way so that those energies are open and flowing and optimal health is achieved. I hope you all enjoyed that. Please feel free to email me or send me questions if you have any questions about this. There's lots of areas to talk about and to determine where your child or you are experiencing difficulties in your health. Thank you for joining me today. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. For more information on how to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families, visit our website at www.centerforconscious.kids.com. That's www.centerforconscious.kids.com. Join us again next week as we get a little bit more conscious and a little bit more centered, and we'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.